Have you ever navigated the NDIS, the National Disability Insurance Scheme, for yourself or for a loved one? In Australia, 1 in 6 people have a disability. That's around 4.4 million people. Yet there are around 400,000 people with disabilities supported by the NDIS. In November, the Royal Commission into Violence, Abuse, Neglect and Exploitation of People with Disability reported on the experiences of people with disability during the COVID-19 pandemic. In the hearing, the Commission reported, and I'm quoting from the hearing, respondents spoke of the anxiety, isolation and neglect caused by the cancellation or disruption of essential services, including disability supports and community access. And they found that there was a lack of clarity over the essential status and continuity of disability support services. Today, we are discussing navigating the NDIS and the impacts of COVID-19 on receiving disability services. To do this, we are joined by River Knight, the CEO and founder of Australian Communities. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
An absolute delight to have you on the show. So how has COVID-19 impacted people with a disability's access to these essential services?
It's been an interesting experience because it's something that people don't often see. And with 4 million people in Australia living with a disability, around 18% of the population, it's a very large part of our community. And what we've seen is reports of services being cancelled, people unable to access the essential services they need, but also the mental health impact that this has had on the disability sector. And NDIS have done a fantastic job sharing information, providing some support, and trying to coordinate things. And what we're looking at doing is really trying to help people reconnect with their services again through our work at Australian Communities.
And I was looking at the NDIS's State of the Disability Sector report from last year. I was quite surprised because they interviewed 410 disability service providers and they found that 69% of providers had to turn away service requests due to a lack of capacity. Did you find that in your work?
It's not something that I'm shocked by. I think the difficulty that service providers have with the NDIS system at the moment, and I'm talking from my own experience, is that previously there was funding where you would get a grant, you would set up a service with capacity, and then you would advertise and accept referrals to a service that's funded and ready to go. So with NDIS, the funding sits with the person. So my capacity and my size as a service provider relies on my own investment and what I have ready to go. So when someone comes to my service, a lot of the time there may be that reality of saying, you know what, I'm actually already stretched or I don't have enough staff right now. I can't really provide you with services, but I might be able to if I, you know, spend the next couple of months recruiting staff for you. So sometimes it's just the practical approach of, you know, trying to get ready and deliver those services. But also, I guess, the infrastructure within the community of service providers sometimes just doesn't have the resources sitting there ready to go.
And for people listening, what advice do you have for people who are unsure how to navigate the NDIS or maybe unsure if they're eligible for it in the first place?
So NDIS have lots of great information on their website, and they also have what's called these local area coordinators that provide support to people getting referrals. But when you've got 15,000 service providers being registered in Australia nationwide, that's a very long list to try and navigate. So what we encourage people to do is come to our expos that we're running in Brisbane, Sydney, Melbourne, Western Australia, and get support. So we've done away with the whole, see the service provider, get a pamphlet approach. We have an interactive service option and people can ask questions. We have a team of staff there at our expos that people can talk to, ask any question under the sun. And of course, if it gets technical, we also have NDIS there at our expo spaces, being able to provide that information as well, because it is a tricky system to try and navigate. And we hope to see a lot of people at our first expo this year at Brisbane South Bank on April 30.
And for people located in Sydney, where is the disability Expo?
So what we're looking at is Sydney Convention Centre, and we're aiming for January, February, and we're just currently working out the dates that they really work well with that space. So you'll be able to go on our website, which is dacommunities.com, and keep touch, register your interest for Sydney event, and we're going to make it a massive event, COVID willing.
Sounds wonderful, and hopefully it all goes very smoothly. Just before you go, I did want to talk again about how people can learn more about using these disability service providers. From feedback that we've heard about people who already are under the NDIS, how can they get support on figuring out different providers or switching things to be a bit more flexible, especially during these times?
So apart from coming to events that Australian Communities run, some people have what's called a support coordinator funded within their plan. And the role of that person is to really help them look for service options, support them in understanding, developing their capacity around how to navigate the system. And NDIS have done a great job funding that kind of role for people. The only other option that people have then, if they don't have that role, is what they call the local area coordinators, which provide that contact for the community to try and find out what's happening in their area, find other options. I also really encourage people to use social media. There's some fantastic peer groups that have been created on Facebook where people can talk to people that have had the same experience. And we link to them through our Facebook page, which people can go to at Developing Australian Communities or Australian Communities. And, we can link them to some of those groups, because sometimes talking to someone who's had the same experience as you is a great way to get support.
River, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No worries. Thanks a lot.